So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long. And this is our time that we normally spend, and we'll spend a second segment in the 5 o'clock hour on LSU football and the transfer portal, and it's brought to you by the spirit of First American, a banking tradition since 1910. LSU got, they started the week with zero quarterbacks. Now they got their third one in Husan Longstreet. I know the people involved with Husan and five-star recruit. Coming out of the California high school ranks, he threw for over 8,500 yards, 83 touchdowns in high school, signed on with USC, saw a little bit of playing time this year, basically, though, redshirt season for him. But his ties there was coming out of high school, he was recruited by Ole Miss with Lane Kiffin, Charlie Weiss Jr., and watching him play. Okay, they list him at 6 foot. I think he's somewhere between 5'11 and 6 foot. He's somewhere in that range.
Right.
He's not the tallest guy, but very accurate throwing the football. He's got a nice, quick, right over the top delivery. He moves around real well in the pocket. He's a bit of a bolter in that I saw him at USC. If his number one guy was covered, man, I'm taking off running, and he would take off with it. And he's got some skills. Throwing off the run and also using his legs to run. So there's further development with his processing at the college level and also being able to decipher different defenses that you don't see at the high school level. But he is gifted, and he can sling it. Okay, the thought process here is if Sam Levitt is healthy, he's your quarterback for 2026. Beyond is Husan Longstreet, because he's the guy. I think that they'll try to get into that groove a little bit, have a little bit of playing time, and then he would be your guy for 2027. But sometimes the best plans don't really work out.
Right.
Charlie and I went to Manning Passing Academy. We had Cade Klubnik, the first guy, because he was right next to us and nobody around him from Clemson. And I remember you saying, where we go next? I say, you see the big guy?
Austin Simmons.
Austin Simmons from Ole Miss. That's who we go and get. He's going to be the quarterback at Ole Miss. We talk to Austin. Who's sitting next to him? Sam Levitt. We catch him right afterwards. And he talked about, you know, I thought he was the best deep ball passer at Manning Passing Academy. From an accuracy standpoint, he talked about how he loved to throw the middle range and the deeper pass, had to work on the shorter stuff. When you watch Husan, he really excels in the short to intermediate part of the game. He does have the arm to throw the deeper one, but he likes to sort of cut you up. And, you know, he'll hit that 8 or 10-yard pass, then it's run after catch. 8 or 10-yard pass, run after catch. So you got two different style quarterbacks, But we had Austin last year and thought he was going to be the starter. Second game of the year, he gets hurt.
Yep.
And a kid from Ferris State walks in, and Trinidad Chambliss, end of story, and what he's able to do. And so there is some physical similarities between Longstreet and Chambliss in the way they play the game.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Mike. I think Leavitt technically still has 2 years of eligibility left. However, I think in the perfect world, 2026 and Lane Kiffin's offense, LSU and Leavitt are rolling. He has a great year. He goes to the 2027 draft. And then Longstreet is the guy. Longstreet has 4 years of eligibility remaining. Mike, he was a five-star, as you had mentioned, in the 2025 recruiting cycle. By the way, a four-star as far as the 247 transfer portal goes, rankings. And then he comes to LSU. He was the number six-ranked quarterback in the portal, which, by the way, Mike, now if you're looking at 247's transfer portal rankings, number one, LSU. They've landed 16 three-stars, 8 four-stars, and 1 5-star transfer in this cycle. They're not done, by the way. There's more transfers coming.
Who was that five-star again?
Yeah, exactly.
Longstreet.
Yeah, yeah. So it's been a real fun kind of process watching Coach Kiffin build up this quarterback room after basically the entire first week was a big zero. And we're like, when is he going to find a quarterback? He's adding all these wide receivers. He adds 9 receivers. Who's going to be the QB of this team? Well, he gets Leavitt, and then he also adds Longstreet for kind of more long-term. So it's been a real interesting process. As you said, Leavitt should be the guy in 2026, but looking a little bit further down kind of the road, so to speak, Longstreet, 4 years of eligibility remaining, could be their guy. We already talked about the connection that was built in between him and Coach Kiffin. Charlie Weiss, you know, had recruited him out of high school from California, trying to bring him to Ole Miss, and now they get him locked down and bring him to Baton Rouge, Mike.
Second USC quarterback he's dealt with, former.
Jackson Dart.
You think about Jackson, where he started, and Jackson started as a freshman. 5 or 6 games for the Trojans, and then all of a sudden they brought in this young man by the name of Caleb Williams. End of story, man. I got to check out of here because Lincoln Riley's not going to pick me over the guy he just brought in from Oklahoma and Caleb Williams. And so now makes it another situation. But I think, too, the sell here is look at what he did for the college career of Matt Corral.
Yep.
Look what he did for Jackson Dart and turned him into a first-round pick player. Look what happened this year with Trinidad Chambliss. Man, if I'm Charlie Weiss and Lane Kiffin, I'm selling that to that player. Look what we've been able to do with these three quarterbacks.
Well, in the era, Mike, where all these players, not just quarterbacks, but just players in the transfer portal, are looking to move on to different programs to get on the field ASAP, I think it says a little bit of something that Longstreet trusts Coach Kiffin and Coach Weiss and that offensive staff to know that Sam Leavitt's likely going to be the guy in 2026 and still decide to come to LSU as the potential long-term solution for the quarterback position. I think it definitely is a vote of confidence in what they've been able to do as far as quarterback development.
Another thing, too, is it's the dead period because there's been the coaching clinic, so there hasn't been any official visits for the last 3 days. Mm-hmm. That'll open up at the end of the week. Because of that 3-day coaches conference that they basically had, it's a dead spot. You can't go to LSU and go visit. I'm pretty sure as soon as that's over with, they'll have some big linemen because right now offensive line would be an area that they need to get some numbers at, quality, talent, and depth-wise along the offensive line. That was our LSU football report, and we'll have part two in the 5 o'clock hour. It was brought to you by the Spirit of First American, a banking tradition since 1910. You can keep up with all of Lane Kiffin's latest moves and breaking news about LSU football right here on the Big 870 WWL.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.